The Johnson Wax Program. The makers of Johnson's Wax for Home and Industry present the Fibber, McGee, and Molly Program, written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. And we welcome our special guest for tonight, an old friend and former Wistful Vista resident, Harold Perry, the great Gildersleeve. Music is by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Every now and then, I feel I should sit down and talk this wax business over with you men. I'm afraid some of you might be feeling neglected, and perhaps you don't realize there are some very interesting uses for Johnson's Wax that would be helpful directly to you. Take your fishing and hunting gear, for instance. Last week, one man wrote, "I've tried your wax on my fly rod and casting rod before I put them away for the winter, and it's wonderful." Another one said, "Why don't you tell people to wax their guns? Wax protects both the metal and the wood, and it's dry and it doesn't get messy." All right, there are two uses for Johnson's Wax right up your alley, Mr. Sportsman. And don't forget to wax your golf clubs. Also, if you're a handyman around the house, just try a little Johnson's Wax on your tools. Saws, hammers, lathes, all of them. You'll find the wax protects the metal against corrosion, makes the tools last longer, and your work easier. Those are just a few of the extra uses for Johnson's Wax that are especially interesting to a man.